WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Your pal Dylan Brooks here, and let me tell you, life can feel like a hurricane sometimes, right? You got deadlines, relationships, that ever-present pressure to, well, just exist. But what if I told you there's an ancient philosophy that's practically begging to be dusted off and used as your personal GPS for navigating the chaos? We're talking about Stoicism, baby. Now, before you roll your eyes and picture some dusty old scrolls and grumpy philosophers in togas, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a rigid robot or suppressing your emotions, though sometimes a little emotional restraint wouldn't hurt. It's about finding inner strength and peace amidst the storm. It's about taking control of what you can control, letting go of what you can't, and living a life of purpose and virtue. Sound pretty appealing, huh? So let's dive into 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can seriously level up your everyday life. Number 1. Focus on what's within your circle of control. Think about it. You can't control the weather, you can't control other people's actions, and you definitely can't control what happened yesterday, no matter how many times you replay it in your head. But what you can control is your own thoughts, your reactions, and your choices. So instead of stressing about things outside your sphere of influence, channel that energy into making positive changes where you actually have a say. Number 2. Embrace discomfort. This doesn't mean becoming a masochist. It's more about recognizing that growth often happens outside our comfort zones. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut? That's usually because you're avoiding something challenging, something that could push you to learn and evolve. Stoics believe that embracing challenges builds resilience and character. So next time you feel resistance, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? You might be surprised at what you discover. Number 3. Practice gratitude. This is a big one, folks. It's easy to get caught up in the what if game and forget about all the good stuff already in our lives. Stoicism emphasizes appreciating the simple things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good conversation with a friend. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective from lack to abundance, which can seriously boost your happiness levels. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. You're human, you make mistakes, and that's okay. Stoicism encourages self-compassion and forgiveness. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, learn from them and move on. Remember, you're doing the best you can with the tools you have right now. And lastly, number 5. Live in accordance with nature. This doesn't mean becoming a tree hugger, though that's cool too. It means recognizing our interconnectedness with everything around us and living in harmony with the natural world. Stoics believed in finding balance and purpose in all aspects of life. So whether it's taking time to appreciate the beauty of nature, practicing mindfulness, or simply being more present in your daily experiences, connect with what feels authentic and grounding. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing through your day, juggling work, errands, and family commitments. Suddenly, traffic comes to a standstill, and you're late for an important meeting. Ever felt that sinking feeling? That's where Stoicism can come in handy. Instead of letting the frustration take over, you can take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and focus on what you can control, your reaction. Maybe you use this time to listen to a calming podcast or practice some mindfulness exercises. You arrive at the meeting slightly late but composed and ready to go. That's the power of Stoicism. It equips you with the tools to navigate life's inevitable challenges with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. So remember, folks, take control of your thoughts, embrace discomfort, practice gratitude, be kind to yourself, and live in harmony with nature. These are just a few key takeaways from Stoicism that can truly transform your daily life. Remember, it's not about becoming some superhuman philosopher. It's about integrating these principles into your everyday actions and cultivating inner strength. As always, I encourage you to share your thoughts, experiences, and insights with me. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.